mostly the people who attend Cafe Lingo are people who have come to the island with that English as their first language. They might already be bilingual from their home country, but they've arrived to the island, and or they've been on the island for a while, and they come for the social life because they've made friends there. So that's the students themselves, and we on average get about anything between 8 and 15 any given Saturday morning. And then we have volunteers, a team of about 30 volunteers who are people who've lived on the island for a while. Some of our students have become volunteers, so they've integrated so well that they want to pass it on. And then we have two teachers. I'm one of two. Then we have visiting speakers. So we've had Manx Heritage. We've had Housing Matters. We've had Duke of Edinburgh. We also take the group out on visits. So the One World Centre organised a visit to the Gaiety Theatre. We've also taken them to the museum, to what used to be called the Family Library, and is another name now, but still exists, thankfully. We're a little unit, and the aim is to get them to speak English, and it takes a lot of effort for some of them who work all week. We've got people in catering, which we all know is a tough job, and then they sacrifice part of their weekend to go and learn English so that they can mingle with their neighbourhood, their community, and contribute to Adaman society as a whole, yes.
You said any given Saturday you can have around 15 people at a time, yes. Up to 15 people,
yes,
at a time.
Yeah.
In any given year, what typically, how many people across the year would you see?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, we get a lot of people who keep coming back, and then we get people who stop coming, and we choose to read this as a success story. They feel that they've got enough English, or they move. They might move back to a better job. Some of them also take the life in the UK and Ireland test, so they become British citizen effectively, the treadmill of life takes over, and sometimes we don't see them. What I can tell you is that in the time that we have taken over, which is nearly 2 years since the creators of Cafe Lingo decided to leave, we have seen 25 different nationalities. Mostly of Chinese nationality, and then people whose first language is Arabic.
For many people who come here, I imagine they don't have that support network immediately, do they? How many come having no connections at all, but they've come here for work and they just need that? You know, it can be quite a lonely experience as well, can't it?
Absolutely, so, yeah. Absolutely. You know, just I've had this experience myself. I've come here as a French native. I've also lived in Italy, and just setting up your electricity, your phone usage, all these practical things are tough. And then you, for a while, it's there's prejudgment. At best it can be called bias. At best it can be called curiosity. At worst it can be called bias. And why are you here? And so all those questions are not easy. All those topics are not easy. And we're there to show them pathways. Yeah.
I imagine many people who come across have expectations about what they might encounter when they arrive here. But what typically catches people off guard? What are some of the challenges that when you first meet people, they say, I'm settling in okay, but, you know, there's something at play. What seems to be that issue?
I think compared to some countries, we are quite individualistic as a nation. We, you know, I think in my previous job, I was a teacher, and I used to pick up foreign language assistants from the airport as they arrived after a journey from their home country. And they would think, where are the people? You know, they would arrive around about 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and the streets would be deserted. And we, yes, we do have some community events, but you've got to find out about them. They're not made necessarily as public as that. So, yes, I think the idea that you might distrust a stranger is very foreign to some of our students. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And we're talking now at the end of 2025, because we're looking ahead to next year. There is a general election coming up. Immigration, again, was a big topic at the 2021 general election, of course. We've heard about efforts to increase the island's population to 100,000 by the 2030s. But when you think about the rhetoric and how immigration is being discussed, not just here, but in the UK as well, does it make you nervous at all coming up to an election about what that rhetoric might be?
Yes, it does, because any of us who have had medical care, or not even, you know, obviously going to Nobles Hospital, we realise how much we depend on immigration. Because thankfully, a lot of surgeons and top medical professionals have accepted to leave their country and come here and help the Isle of Man community. But even just going to the chemists, even the most basic things we do every day, we realise that we need immigration. And it saddens me, because the Isle of Man has always been a country of migration, emigration. You know, in the 1970s, all it takes is a visit to the Manx Museum and you realise how many Manx people have had to leave the Isle of Man to for financial reason and make a better life elsewhere. You go abroad and in most countries there is a Manx association. So we've forgotten that we had to migrate, we Isle of Man residents. And then there's immigration that we accept and immigration that we don't accept. You know, nobody's questioning Tyson Fury buying a house over here, or Noel Edmonds, and those people should be welcome, absolutely, but so should people in need.
Those new arrivals, do you think they are aware? Do they keep across politics? And do you think they're aware of some of the language being used here and across in the UK?
Well, it's difficult to escape that language if you're on any social media. But I'm hoping that, you know, for most of them, the priority is safety, bringing up their children in a safe place. And that's what they want. And anything else, any mean word is obviously not welcome. But compared to what they've had to put up with, compared to, you know, we have quite a few Ukrainians. And if it's a case of somebody expressing the view that Ukrainians are not welcome, as opposed to a bullet going over your head, then you'll choose the former, won't you? Mm.
When you speak to some of these new arrivals and hear about their backgrounds, how harrowing can they be? And do you, obviously you will understand more than anyone why they have come here for a better life, won't you?
Yes, yeah. I'm not sure I understand it more than anyone, because I think it's like First World War, Second World War story. You want to put it in the past. You don't talk about it. You put a brave face on, you know, and we pride ourselves at Cafe Lingo of welcoming anyone, no matter what their past has been, no matter whether what their faith is, their skin color, whether they've got no faith. So we don't quiz them, but certainly they enjoy you know, they enjoy doing what little families do, going to the beach, having their kids brought up in or going to schools that they're happy with, like any of us, yeah.
And what do you think the Manx public, those of us who have been here for several years now, what do you think we could do to help them integrate into society here?
There's practical stuff. So when I moved to Italy for a year, when I set up my gas account, there was on the desk, they had translating machines. And to be honest, I think, for example, the tax office has got quite a few foreign language speakers. So there's an effort there to make it easier. But certainly the language is the main obstacle.
And so looking ahead again to the election, what would you like candidates, voters to bear in mind when the topic of immigration comes up next year?
That I can't think of any area of society where we don't need immigration. The other day I was going to the restaurant near Strand Street, and because it's dark early, you realise what goes on in Strand Street once the shops have closed. And a lot of the people cleaning, tidying up the shops look like they weren't native Manx people. Maybe it's prejudice for me to say so, but you know, they certainly didn't look as though they were from here. And so we need immigration. The new rules are quite strict. You cannot immigrate to the Isle of Man unless, as a worker, you are able to earn £25,000 and above. And we've got to consider what it means for all those people working in care homes. You know, I don't know the salary of people who work in care homes, but it'll be low. Then if you are a dependent, you have to come here with £18,000. Plus savings. It's already tough. We have to bear in mind those of us like me who immigrated to the Isle of Man 35 years ago, that the rules have changed and are very rigorous. If you're a student even or on work experience, you've also got to fund yourself. It specifically says in the rules that you cannot depend on public funds, and that's the same for healthcare, etc. You have had to be a resident for 5 years, so it is tough already. And of course, things can always be improved, and we can all be saying not in my backyard, but it's a wealth to have different people from around the world. If you think of the COVID vaccine that was created back in Oxford, we all thought it was an Oxford team. You look at the names of that Oxford team, they are doctors from Mexico, they are from all over the world. We need to live in, you know, I like to use the metaphor of an orchestra. An orchestra of one person would be so boring. We need to have harmony, and we get harmony through diversity, basically.
There's no mistaking your passion for this, Sylvie. Just tell us, why is it you do what you do?
I'm an ex-teacher, and jumping into retirement without teaching was a bit tough. Then I was asked by three different sets of friends who did not know each other, that's a job that would really fit you. I learned English as a foreign language myself, I was passing it on. I am passing it on. But, you know, English is a great language. So you can have so much fun with it. Yes, yeah.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.